Good morning, I'm John Sliggers. A man charged with vehicular homicide in a 2022 crash in Plymouth County has agreed to a plea deal in the case. 32-year-old David Diaz will be sentenced on May 13 in Plymouth County District Court in Lamar's. A third charge was brought against Diaz, operating while intoxicated, causing serious injury. He'll be arraigned on that charge April 1st. He's also charged with vehicular homicide and operating a motor vehicle under the influence. Authorities say on June 7, 2022, Diaz was driving south on U.S. Highway 75 at a high rate of speed when he crashed into the rear of a car that had slowed to turn at C-70. A rear seat passenger in the vehicle received fatal injuries in the crash. 45-year-old Ermion Hoswa of Sioux City was pronounced dead at the scene. The other driver, 22-year-old Azale Abraham of Sioux City, was also injured. The Lamar City Council Tuesday awarded a contract for the Lamar's Interchange Track Project. Four bids were received for the project, which includes constructing a new spur at the track interchange. Musselman and Hall Contractors, LLC of Overland Park, Kansas, was awarded the contract. They had the low bid at $1,011,000. The bid was 15% above the engineer's estimate of $858,000. The project cost would be paid through tax increment financing. The construction is to be completed by mid-October. The Lamar's Chamber of Commerce Agriculture Committee celebrated National Agriculture Day Tuesday with their 27th Agribusiness Luncheon at the Lamar's Convention Center. There were several people honored at the luncheon. They include Albert Schultz, who was presented the Outstanding Service to Agriculture Award. Brady Allen of Lamar's FFA received a scholarship for the Chamber Ag Committee. Special recognition was given to Jim DeBoer for his display of handmade farm toys that's on display at the Round Barn during the Plymouth County Fair. The event featured a presentation on the emerald ash borer by Mike Kintner, an entomologist with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. Keynote speaker was Dr. Larry Tranel, a field specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. He spoke on understanding farm personalities. The Iowa Senate voted to give school officials the option of bypassing area education agencies and providing services to students with disabilities by hiring private contractors or district staff. Iowa is the only state where state and federal funds for special education services like speech therapy are sent directly to education agencies. Six Republicans joined all the Democrats in the Senate in opposing the bill. Jeff Taylor of Sioux Center, the chair of the Senate Education Committee, was one of those six Republicans to vote against the AEA reforms. He preferred the House version of the bill. Senator Janet Peterson, a Democrat from Des Moines, says Republicans who backed the bill are following the governor over a cliff.
Iowans have seen this drill before, and we know it will hurt our kids. This is another attempt to privatize our prized public education system.
House Republicans passed their own plan at the end of February that calls for a study of the AEA system and maintains AEA services for students with disabilities for at least a couple of years. A House committee has approved a bill that outlines a new legal avenue for landowners who don't want a carbon pipeline to run through their property. Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilden says it is the fifth time the House has introduced a bill to address the ability of developers to gain eminent domain authority to seize ground from unwilling property owners. The bill would give the Polk County District Court authority to review claims from landowners or developers about whether eminent domain authority may be used for any project, including the proposed Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. The bill cleared the House Ways and Means Committee unanimously Tuesday and is now eligible for House debate. Earlier this year, the House passed a different bill about carbon pipelines, but it never came up in the Senate before last week's deadline for action on the bill. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.